Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana. And I have my first return guest. This is so exciting. Hi, Robert. Thank you for coming back.
I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you excited to be back on the podcast?
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I had so much fun last time.
Me too.
I did not look up any other DComs while I was gone, except for the one that we were talking about today. But
you haven't watched any other DComs since?
I have not.
It's okay. That's okay. You haven't taken time out of your life to watch these very silly movies.
No. Nope. Okay. I'm still lame.
No. I think
the ones that I've seen.
No. I think watching these has definitely made me lamer, but it's okay.
That's not true.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, I don't think that's true.
Thank you. It's made me have lower expectations from like other movies, so maybe that's a good thing. Yeah.
Little column A, little column B. Both things happen.
Yes. Since you say you haven't watched any DComs, like, since the last time, but I know you said before that you have watched, like, a fair amount of DComs.
Yes.
Do you have, like, any, like, that, like, were memorable to you or that you, like, actually thought, like, were enjoyable?
Well, first I want clarification.
Yes.
Is Hocus Pocus a DCOM?
No, it's not. Nope. But like it kind of is an honorary one because they played it on Disney Channel so much that I'm going to say it is.
Well, then Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
And when I say it was the first one, that's not because I watched it when I was a kid. I was still like an adult.
The first time you watched that movie?
Yeah. And okay. My friends found out I hadn't watched Hocus Pocus, and they're like, we're watching it right now.
Oh,
and so we watched it, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But okay, if that one doesn't count,
yeah,
then it's either Johnny Tsunami.
Nice.
Or Halloween Town.
Yeah, okay.
Because Halloween is my favorite holiday. So
I thought so. Yeah. people really love Halloween Town. I like it a lot. I do. I'm not as into it as everyone else is, like, so, like, obsessed, but it's a good one. But, yeah, what do you like about Johnny Tsunami? And, like, what does it have to do with this movie that we're talking about today?
Something I just learned.
Yeah.
Johnny Tsunami was just fun, and, like, the grandpa was super, like...
I love the grandpa.
He's just, like, a cool dude, and, like, he's who I'd want to be if I could surf, but I can't.
Neither can I.
I also think he's the first person... documented person to ever go sheesh, which is a fact. I think so.
Oh my god, I can't believe I missed that.
He does, it's really quick. He's like sheesh, and when he's talking about, like, was there like a love interest for the kid?
Yeah,
I think like she winks at him or something, and the grandpa goes, oh sheesh.
Oh yeah, I feel like they have a scene like this in this movie that we're reviewing today, like where it's like there's like they're slow dancing at the end.
Yep.
Of Johnny Tsunami.
Yep.
I have thoughts on that kind of stuff, but I need to save that for later.
It's in every DCOM movie.
It is.
There's always that scene.
It is. I love it. It's also because I'm such a sucker for that kind of stuff. I think it's really cute, but it is really like I would never. If I was, like, a preteen, I would hate to do that at that age. But, like, now I think about it, it's kind of creepy that I think that's so cute. I don't know why. But, there's a scene like that in this movie. We will get to it. What are you thinking of this world of DComs that you've kind of entered into?
It is very different.
Yeah.
It is, there is, like, an innocence and like a simplicity to everything. Like, you know how these movies are gonna end. I'm the kind of person where when I watch movies, I'm doing two things. I'm constantly trying to guess the ending and like twists and turns just because that's fun. And I'm always looking up on IMDb to see if I can find out if actors are in other movies.
Oh, fun. Okay.
It's my fiance loves it. Because I'm always pointing things out in the middle of movies.
Oh, wait, by the way, he's engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got engaged since the last episode. Very fun, congrats. That's really amazing and exciting.
But yeah, thanks. Threw me off a little bit, sorry.
Sorry. I can't not mention that someone's going to be having a wedding sometime soon.
It's so weird. Weddings are weird. We'll make it a DCOM themed wedding.
Oh. That'd
be perfect.
Ooh, oh my God, that would be so fun.
Yeah, but no, they're fun, and like the good guys win and the bad guys die and it's all happy and you don't have to, like, there's not a bunch of mind games that you have to play. There's not like super intense stakes, but sometimes the movie makes it seem like they're super intense stakes.
Yeah,
so it's still
they
fun.
Do a good job at making like very simple things seem very like life-changing, but that is a fun world. I think the big reason why like I started this podcast is because I'm like very nostalgic for the time that these movies kind of came out, late 90s, early 2000s. But yeah, but how nostalgic are you in general? Like, do you like feel like you live in the present, or do you feel like you like a lot of stuff in the past?
Yes, both things. I like things in the present, but like also same thing.
Yeah.
Late 90s, early 20s, like music from then. I still, that pops up on my like listen music or whatever, and it always makes me smile. Movies from back then, there's just like a different feel.
Yeah.
Even like adult movies, not just movies for kids.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit, it's a little bit different. And maybe it's just because they've been out, and so I've seen some of these movies 100 times. So they're like, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's, again, not a lot of thinking when you're watching these things. They're great. Yeah.
What's your like favorite movie from, because we talked about TV shows that you kind of liked from that time, but like, yeah, what are your favorite movies from that time? You can choose any time from like 1990 to 2008. So that's a long time.
Then I'm picking my movie, and it is Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2, the live action movies.
I've seen the first one and maybe the second
you
one.
You haven't seen the second one?
Is the second one better?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. They're not good, but they are so much fun.
I thought the first one was good. I have bad taste, but I think that movie is very fun. And
they're fantastic.
Yeah.
The second one's a little bit sillier and like the CGI looks like shit.
Yeah.
But they're so much fun. And when you just want to feel like a little kid, throw them on and it's silly and it's dumb. And I think the casting is perfect for the Scooby-Doo gang. Yeah. I wanted to be Shaggy when I was little.
You did? Oh, is that is that your favorite character out of all of them? Really? That's so fun.
He's super chill. He's got a pet dog who's his best friend, and he eats a bunch of food, and he never gets fat. It's perfect.
Yeah, he's great. And Freddie Prinze Jr. is in those
And
movies.
Freddie Prinze Jr. And fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I know,
And I'm blanking on Velma's name, but she's Hawkeye's wife.
Fuck. She's in a lot of... She's in... things. She's in... do you know what The Founder is?
Linda Cardellini.
Cardellini?
Cardellini.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? The Founder?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Maybe.
It's like a doc... No, it's not a documentary. It's a movie about the guy who, I guess, kind of... The guy who founded McDonald's.
Oh, Ray Kroc. Yeah.
And she's in it.
I've definitely seen that movie.
Yeah. She's, and I'm like, she just looks so different in that movie. She's very good at like transforming into different
Wait,
characters.
Who is she in that movie? Wait, is she the milkshake?
Yeah, the girl who invents the milkshake thing, the powder. Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. Yeah. I fucking totally didn't recognize it.
Yeah. Cause it's, you know, when you see someone, you're like, you look so familiar, but like, who the fuck are you? And then she's one of those. She's great. Scooby-Doo is great. But yeah, music from that time. I love 90s music and 2000s, but like 90s music is like, I actually feel like that's like a really influential and like genuinely good time for music. Yeah, what music did you listen to then?
Blink-182 was putting up shit then, Blink-182, Sum 41. Yeah, the like pop punk. I'm gonna go Blink-182 and Sum 41.
Is
only
that
bands
like
with numbers in them?
Yeah, is that a genre that you like a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Yeah. What is your music that you?
I listen to fucking everything.
Okay.
You name it. Everything from country to heavy metal to classical music. Like I just listen to whatever.
Okay.
Wait. You haven't answered any of these questions. What's your 90s movie?
90s movie. I like 10 Things I Hate About You a lot. I've seen that movie like a million times. And that was like, I think Heath Ledger's a really, really good actor. That was like the first thing I saw him in. And it's just such a good movie. I'm trying to think of like a wide range of, I don't know why this is popping up in my head. I really like Rugrats in Paris.
Great movie.
It's honestly
good choice.
Really good movie. And like I remember seeing it in theaters and like I really love that show. It is so smart. I don't know. It was a good time for me. Like a lot of those like Nick movie, like TV show to movie, which works for the theme of this episode. Hey. But yeah, like, no, those were fun. Trying to think of like another movie from like, I mean, obviously all the Hilary Duff movies, but like, I feel like that I could, that's another podcast. I've thought about doing a Hilary Duff podcast before. I feel like it's a little too niche, but like, I think that could be really fun. I could be like similar format to this, and I would just like ask people to come on and talk about the movies that she's in, but I don't know.
Niche podcasts are the best podcasts. Like,
I think so.
If you
too.
Find your market, find your audience.
Yeah.
And I call dibs on the episode of Community that she's on.
Yeah, okay. Then you're going to be on it. If this ever happens, I'll put you on that episode. Yeah. And as far as, like, music, like, I don't know, Britney Spears, Spice Girls, that, all that fun stuff. Fun pop from that time. NSYNC,
fun pop.
Backstreet Boys. I love pop music. I don't have, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the stuff I like in general, as far as like movie and music and TV shows goes, are like very like guilty pleasure-y. And so sometimes like, I don't know. Do you ever feel like when someone asks you like, so what have you been listening or watching? You feel like you have to come up with like the smarter versions of what you like, or are you like, I don't care.
I used to.
Yeah.
But I've, cause like all I, when I'm not listening to music, I listen to true crime podcasts and people think like, oh, true crime. Why do you listen to that?
Yeah.
But it's gotten to the point where it's kind of become my brand is
that
I'm constantly talking about true crime. So people are just used to it.
Yeah.
But I've definitely like the instinct is like, oh, don't tell them what I'm actually listening to.
Yeah. And then I wonder like how many people like what they say is like actually what they listen to or watch, or if they're like trying to come up with like smarter versions as well.
That's. I've never thought of it from the other side, but yeah, of course, that probably definitely happens.
Yeah, but I'm having this podcast definitely like made me lean into my brand more, because like if it comes up and someone asks like, do you have a podcast, they obviously know I do, and like so they're kind of already interested in it. But it's, I remember like I was applying to a writing job that was like about audio editing and like about podcasts, and I was like saying, oh, I think I could be good for this job, to like one of my editors, because I have a podcast. And she's like, oh really, what's it about? And then I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that, because it's like, it's this academic setting and this is not a very highbrow podcast. And then I sent her a link, and then she said absolutely nothing about it, and I was like, yeah, whatever, it's all good. But luckily there are people who think it's fun who don't. I don't know. I you know, I'm tired of trying to prove my smartness. I have a college degree. That's all I need.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So yeah, do you have like any other eras other than like the times that like maybe times where you weren't alive that you really like as far as movie, music, TV shows, general culture? Or are you not? Because I'm super nostalgic for like a bunch of eras, not just like the 90s and 2000s. Like I like a lot of like, I guess, post like mid to like late 20th century shit. But yeah, what about you?
I am kind of lame and I'm not.
Well,
really.
No, that's not lame at all. Yeah.
I mean, I like cheesy 80s action movies.
Nice, yeah.
I like AC/DC, Led Zeppelin kind of music, but I don't have like an era that calls to me.
Okay. And are you happy that you were born when you were?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Okay.
If that, like, you know, some people are like, I'm an old soul. I should be in the fucking 1720s or whatever. But I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, yeah.
Do you feel like you should be somewhere else?
For a long time, I did. Because I think my favorite era, and like for fashion, but for like for music and for a lot of stuff, is like the 80s, which I feel like I'm not supposed to think because I'm like Jan of the 90s. But like I I wish I kind of was alive for like, I don't know, like some of the 70s and 80s, because I think those are really interesting times. But I've accepted that I wasn't. And like, maybe there's a reason why I was born when I was. Yeah, there's probably a reason why I was born in 94. So it's fine.
Ooh, 94, good year.
Yeah, don't you think? So I guess we can get to the movie that we're talking about today.
Fucking do it.
Yeah. So the movie we're talking about is Jet Jackson, the movie, which is a movie based on the TV show, The Famous Jet Jackson. Had you heard of either this show or this movie before I asked you to be on this episode?
Absolutely not. I had no idea any of this existed.
Yeah.
But this movie was so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I had such a blast with it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you've heard of it, right?
I heard of the TV show. It was on from 98 to 2001. And I kind of like, that's 2001-ish is when I started watching Disney Channel. That's kind of like when Lizzie McGuire started that year. I don't know. I think this movie or the TV show was a little serious for me because I liked like funny, light, silly stuff. And like this was like about a guy who's like a spy on TV. And that would have been like a little above my understanding, I think. But I mean, I think it's fun and I think he's cool. And like, I think it's an interesting movie. I liked it. What are your general thoughts on it?
Well, I'd come in expecting, you know, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
My first question is the TV show.
Yeah.
Is the TV show about a dude who's on a TV show? And like they do that like Montana thing?
Yeah. I think I've seen bits and pieces of episodes, but I don't remember. It's such a long time ago. I don't know if they did the whole, so in this movie, like there's parts where they're just showing him in the TV show, but it's not like there's like people in a studio being like, okay, action. Like it's actually what's going on in the plot. And then it cuts in with what's going on in his real life. So it's like kind of a little abstract in that sense. I think that's how the TV show is, but I don't know for sure. Which that kind of can, I didn't see that coming. So I was a little confused at parts in this movie. I don't know if you were as confused as I was.
Oh, super confused.
Okay. Which like, that's another thing is I'm like, if I watched this when I was a kid, I would not have gotten it, but it's a fun movie. But yeah, so this movie came out on June 8th, 2001. What do you think you were doing on that day?
2001?
Yeah.
Well, I was in first grade, or I was the summer of, I was probably like, I don't know, eating bugs or something.
Okay, nice. That's what you did for fun.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or like I'd climb trees and to read books in the trees and then realize I couldn't get down from the trees, so I'd yell and scream until someone got me. I was a very strange kid.
That's I climbed a lot of trees too.
There you go.
Country living. This came out the day before my 7th birthday. So, and I remember that I went to Chuck E. Cheese for that birthday party. So it was a good day, I'm sure. Yeah. And so this movie kind of like came out. I think the idea I was getting is that they like had it come out because it was kind of like interwoven with the end of the TV show. So
that's so meta.
Yeah. This movie was a little too meta for the audience I think it would have had. But anyway, we'll get into it. Yeah. So the movie, Jet Jackson, the movie. Yeah. What would you say is the first thing you noticed about the plot? How does it start?
Well, it starts out with like the explosion and they're like super spies and they're sneaking into the Dr. Craig. Yeah. Craig. And they're like sneaking into his secret mission or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like they foil the thing and get the super space time thing. And there's a huge explosion.
Yeah.
And then someone yells cut. And they're like, oh, good job, guys. And they're like high fiving the other actors. And it's like, it's on a movie set.
Yeah.
Which is super fun. I loved that, like, him, it's the actor playing a part.
Yeah.
Like, I loved that thing and him, like, toying with whether or not he wants to continue to be an actor and go on to this part and make a bunch of money and become super famous, or he just wants to be, like, a kid and go to school and have, like, a family and shit.
Yeah, this was, I guess that's like a big through line of the movie is like he's deciding between regular and like fame life, like, yeah, like Hannah Montana. Yeah. Except in this show, because in, okay, have you ever seen Hannah Montana?
Not at all.
Okay, do you know anything about it other than, like, she's like a pop star, but she's also a regular girl, and she wears a wig.
Well, so when she wears the wig, she's Hannah Montana, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when, who is she when she's not?
She's just Miley.
Oh, it's Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, did you not know that?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. I remember you said before you weren't really like into the teen culture of the 2000s, which I wouldn't expect from you. But yeah, so in that show, like nobody knows that she's like a pop star. But in this, everyone knows that he is.
Everyone knows.
Yeah, so it's not like he doesn't have to keep a secret. That's not part of the troubles that go on in his life. But he has like, okay, the first thing I noted was like, he has like his co-star in the show. Her name is Hawk. And she's like, got like Gwen Stefani hair, like early 2000s. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And she has those eyebrows, like pencil thin, just like you draw them in eyebrows.
Oh shit! I didn't notice that.
You didn't? I was gonna ask you what your opinion is because I always thought those looked so bad. But you do you even? You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
I'm gonna look up Hawk eyebrows and see what shows up. I just got a bunch of pictures of Tony Hawk's eyebrows. So
I know. I was going to say if you look that. Anyway, it's a bad trend if you ask me. But yeah, so the main character, Jet Jackson, is played by Lee Thompson Young. That's a really hard name to say. So yeah, okay, we're going to have to talk about this because I would be remiss to not mention that the actor is no longer with us. Mm-hmm. But you have a.
Okay. I am so upset by how I found out about this. Yeah. It is very sad. If you feel things, reach out to people.
Yeah.
But, the story is, I was listening to this, and the first time the doctor, the bad guy, Krang, oh, fuck, I already said this.
Krang. Yeah.
The second he started talking, I recognized his voice, and I stopped paying attention, because I needed to figure out who he was.
Yeah.
So I went on to IMDb, and I looked it up, and it turns out he played a character in one episode of Community, which is my favorite TV show.
Wow, you remember things so well.
The voice was so weird. But then, as I was watching, I was looking this up, the bully Tank?
Yeah.
He shows up and his voice was like,
oh my God,
super. It was just like, oh my God. So I was looking that up and I was scrolling through and it plays a character called McMurray on Letterkenny, which is another great TV show that does not, those people who watch DCOMs probably don't like.
Maybe
Community.
They do. Maybe they do. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. McMurray from Letterkenny is in this show and fucking the one character from Community, whatever. Yeah. But then I was like, as I was watching, I loved Jet Jackson. He was so funny and charismatic and like fun. I was like, I gotta figure out what this guy did. So as I was looking up Letterkenny and as I was looking up Community, I go to IMDb and look up him and it says there's like an end date on his thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's not here. And so I looked it up and like it crushed me.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
Yeah. It really
and then,
sucks.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Then I looked at the whole story and it's brutal. But
it's very sad. From how we're talking about this, you could probably assume what happened. But he was very young. He's 29, I think. He's very, Jeez. Very young. Yeah, way too young.
You're just saying that because we're close to that age.
I know. I'm almost 29. Ah, okay, I have time. I have like a year, but still. rest in peace.
He was like a kid acting, but like he was funny and charming and. He did good, like a good job. We'll say this later in the plot, but like the two Silver Stone and Jet Jackson, like there was a difference.
Yeah,
and it was good.
Yeah, he is very fun. He's very good actor. He's like not boring. He's very charismatic. He like has different inflections. He's great. It's very sad. So he was in Johnny Tsunami, which is a very fun movie as well. Very good. These are two quality DCOMs. Okay, so he's like this actor on a TV show where he plays this character named Silverstone, but he's also a regular kid who goes to high school. And so they show a scene where he's by his lockers and stuff, and this girl named Kayla shows up and they have this cute little conversation. Did you catch that part?
With the best friend where they weren't talking, but they were just like awkwardly staring at each other and then he walked away.
Yeah. And this part was so fucking cute. It's like one of those moments where like they have lockers next to each other and then they're like, so like there's like a prom coming up. Are you going with anyone? And she's like, no, are you? And then he says, like, since you're going by yourself and I'm going by myself, maybe we could go hang out together by ourselves. And okay, did you ever like go out of your way to like make sure that you're at a certain place at a certain time because you liked someone and you knew kind of their schedule and so you like planned your whole life around them? Or
do you mean stalked them?
Kinda. Yeah, but like in a cuter way, you know?
No.
You did not. Oh my God.
No, I never stalked someone. Wait, well, have you stalked someone?
Okay, in high school, like if you like someone.
Oh my God.
This is so not weird. You did not do this. You didn't know, like, if you liked someone, you didn't know what classes they had in one.
I couldn't remember what classes I had.
Okay.
So I couldn't take care of someone else's schedule.
Really? Okay. No, I, like, was always, like, I remember there's this guy I liked my junior year of high school, and he had math class with my friend, and I'd always wait outside of my Japanese classroom and, like, stand there, like, oh, hi. Like, and then I'd always try to come up with something new to say to him, and it was very strategic and lame. But yeah, no, if I liked someone, I knew their schedule. Yeah, this is so creepy, but this is just what I did. Wait, but like, so you never like showed up places because you knew someone was going to be there?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Did you just not have like these, was your life like not centered around someone you had a crush on when you're in high school?
I didn't put that much thought into it. I really? Was so dumb. And yeah. And like, whenever I had a girlfriend in high school,
yeah,
like we were like friends first.
Okay. Yeah.
And that, which always goes great.
Does it not?
Oh my God. It was fucking terrible. Don't date friends. It's a bad idea.
Wait, but I am dating a friend.
Okay. Well, I mean, be friends with the person. All right, yeah, okay. You talked me into a corner. It was very
wait, but
difficult.
No, why? I want to know everything. I did not date in high
friends.
School.
It splits friends. You know, I mean, back when like high school was the most important thing, and it was all about like who's dating who.
Yeah.
Breakups could like ruin friendships, like friend groups.
Yeah.
Because like pick sides, and it's fucking. Blah, blah.
Wait, so when you broke up with someone in high school, did you like? Do people be like, okay, I guess I'll choose Robert, and so you guys just couldn't be friends with certain people because they chose the other person?
Yeah.
That does suck.
Super dramatic.
Yeah.
God, high school's so weird. Anyone stuck in high school, it's not gonna matter in like 3 years. I don't talk to people from high school. It's glorious.
You talk to no one?
Okay, I have two friends.
Okay.
Two friends from high school that like, we're tight, and they're real friends, but everyone else, man, fuck it.
Yeah, I talked to like two or three people. That's
yeah.
It. Yeah. I like recently I went, do you guys have like class of 2012 Facebook group or like anything like that?
I have it muted.
Okay. But it exists. It exists.
It does. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody wrote in mine, oh my God, 10 years is coming up. Are we doing a reunion?
Fucking 10 years. God.
I would rather die than go to my high school reunion.
You're not going?
No, I would never. I was such like, so I went to a really big high school and like, I like was so silent like all of high school, like I did not talk, and I like people did not know who I was, and I'm like, I don't even know who I would talk to. Yeah, I would feel so awkward. I don't know, I'm a very different person. Are you different, or do you think you're
totally
crazy? Yeah,
totally different person.
Yeah,
like younger me would be scared of me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I guess it makes sense not wanting to go. I'm not super jazzed about my 10 year reunion.
Are you gonna go?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't. The people that I want to talk to, I'm still in contact with.
That's also my thinking, is that if I wanted to see them, I would and I could. So why would I go back? Yeah.
Plus, I found out that like the valedictorian of our school lives like a Forrest Gump life. Like she toured playing the harp for a little bit, like professionally.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then. She went to other countries and traveled and met all these crazy people, and now she's a doctor.
Oh my God.
Like, wow. I don't need to see that shit.
Yeah. Do you feel like you would go and then you'd be like, oh, like everyone's more successful than me? Ooh.
I feel like I'd be the mid-level.
Okay.
Where, like, I know there's people that are super successful, and I know mm-hmm. people who are, like, doctors and lawyers and people who work for Google and Facebook and all this shit, and then I know people whose life has not gone great. It's like,
yeah.
I'm doing all right. I'm not doing too bad, you know?
Yeah.
Life sucks sometimes, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah. God. okay. Movie. We will get back to it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there's, like, electrical malfunction, and he leaves his soda on something, and then during a wait, do you know what happened?
Yeah, so the machine in script that they saved from the evil doctor.
Yeah,
they're like filming a scene, and it's like a dimension door,
yes.
dimension thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a vortex
in the script,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then he puts the soda can on the electrical thing after his. Yeah. Friend who's also mean to him,
yeah,
who's like the techie guy,
yeah, yeah,
who's always talking him up, but it's like, if you put a soda can on my box, you're gonna die.
Jesus Christ.
So he puts the soda can on the box, yeah. and it spills and it electrifies and it turns the prop into a real dimension
yeah.
thing,
yeah,
and it pulls Jet Jackson yeah. into the TV show, and it pulls Silver. Oh my God, I forgot the name again.
Fuck, Silverstone. Yes.
Silverstone. It
yeah.
pulls
we
Silverstone
will forget that
out.
Every time we try to say it. Yeah.
Yep. And so Silverstone is in the real world where he's an actor, and Jet yeah. Jackson is in the Silverstone world where he's a super spy.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he's kind of like living in both worlds, and like, the Silverstone guy is trying to figure out from other people, like, what, who is this Jet and what is my life like now? Yeah. So.
His dad's okay. a sheriff, and his yes. great-grandma lives there, and she's super cool.
Yeah, she's very
warm. His parents are, his mom works at the school?
Yeah.
Mark?
Oh, yeah. Cause so there's a scene where he, like, he's supposed to go to prom and, like,
oh, see that's right.
Kayla there, and they're supposed to hang out alone together. And, like, he ends up being late. And she, like, he stands her up, and she's so sad. And then his mom is, like, chaperoning at a dance that he didn't even go to. I guess his parents throughout the movie were very supportive in his, like, indecision whether to continue the show or not. They're like, it's up to you, which was cute. And I like that there wasn't, it was, like, kind of his own, well, okay, there were pressure from other people to continue the show. Okay, I thought this was interesting. Like, the economy of the town depends on whether the show continues. Did you think that was weird?
The economy of the town so much that the day he doesn't, like, he didn't say he wasn't going to continue the show. He just yeah. didn't respond. The
yeah.
principal gets fired.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Does that happen?
Yeah. Like, remember the teacher? He's like, he and his buddy are walking to school, and he's like, Jet, oh. school's this way.
Oh, yeah.
And they walk past
yeah.
the teacher, and he's nailing a for sale sign in front of the house. Oh, so, like, in one day of Jet just not responding, the school has fired, or I don't know if he's the principal or, like, the cool teacher or whatever,
yeah.
but fired the teacher. The teacher has got another job
yeah.
in another county, and yeah. has already put his house up for sale.
Oh my God, that hell happened so quick. Yeah, okay, yeah, so many people are mad at him. Because he is potentially not going to do the show anymore. And
yeah.
they're like, well, my dad's going to lose his job.
Oh, the bully. Yeah, the
yeah,
tank.
Yeah. Okay, so this bully named Tank, which you knew from a different show.
It's Mark Murray.
So I guess, okay, back in the TV show, it's just him kind of like hanging out as himself, but doing all these crimey things or these spy things as Jet, just regular Jet. And okay, so what was like the whole like in the show Chicago is like obliterated, and now this bad guy Dr. Craig says they have to go to New York? Do you know what that was all about?
So Dr. Craig, the dimension door thing
yes.
that was created in the show that brought Jet Jackson into the show world,
yeah,
that was one of Dr. Craig's experiments.
Okay.
Because he wanted to basically create his own universe where
yeah.
he could just control everything.
Yeah.
So he was stealing cities from the Silverstone universe.
Yes.
To put in the Dr. Craig universe, which is like all dark and gray and people are all sad and no one responds. So he can have them. So the first place they went is Chicago, and Chicago's yeah. just not there.
Yeah.
And then Artemis shows up and is like, hey, go to New York because that's where Dr. Krag's going to go next. And yeah. they're like, okay, so Hawk and Silverstone fly away. And then it turns out it's not Artemis. It's Dr. Krag who can shapeshift.
Can morph into like, what is, okay, in Harry Potter, you know how like Mad-Eye Moody is like played by someone else and then
the Poi Juice Potion?
Yeah, yeah, it's that kind of thing.
It's
yeah,
that, yeah.
Yeah, so you can.
Okay, so Dr. Krang has Poi Juice Potion.
Yes, exactly, exactly, yeah. And so he's pretending to be, he pretends to be a bunch of different people throughout this movie. But there's this scene where like they show up in New York and they come face to face with Dr. Krang and he's mad because now his skin is deformed. How did that happen?
It's from the explosion.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's the bird from the explosion.
But it's funny because, like, Jen says, oh, he's like, oh, you don't have to be so angry. I'm sure you're a great guy on the inside. And then Craig's like, I'm not.
Nope. I'm not.
Yeah.
Hey, he knows who he is.
Yes. Now Jet is aware that they switched, right? But Silverstone doesn't know that. That was the whole thing, right?
Jet knows he's in the Silverstone universe. When there's that ball, that like sun ball.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he has this. I forgot what the name of that thing is. He has this ball. It's kind of like a giant Pokeball, and it like does. What does it do?
It like bounces around, and he gets yeah, that yeah. glove. And in the Silverstone show, he like it's CG or something, so they don't. There's nothing there. But yeah. in this the Silverstone world, it's real, and so he like throws it. Like, wow, they did such a good job with props. And then he throws it, and he bounces around. It's like, holy shit, it's real! Oh my god, I'm in the Silverstone world. And that's when he's like, oh my god, what the, like, I'm just an actor. It's basically Galaxy Quest at this point.
Wait, what's Galaxy Quest?
Oh, Jana.
Sorry.
Basically, the Star Trek, think Star Trek, but okay. the actors get abducted by aliens who think they're really, like, space people.
Wait, hold up. Is this a movie?
Yeah.
Is it, have the guy who played Snape in it?
Yeah, Alan
okay.
Rickman?
Yeah, him. Okay.
All right, I'm going to start a podcast where I just make you watch that, and it's going to have one episode.
Wait, yes. Wait, good. So you, okay, little detour. Why don't you have your own podcast?
Because, I don't know. Because my friend, I had a podcast at one yes. point, but my friend didn't want to do it anymore, so I don't yeah. have a podcast anymore.
Would you ever start your own?
I thought about it. I did have an idea for a podcast where it's just me researching whatever I want to research that day, and yeah. then I pick one friend and like, guess what, you have to listen to whatever the fuck I want to talk about that day.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I really miss having a podcast.
It's
I like really do.
It is well okay. Did you like okay one of what would did you like about having it, like the research part or just the like I can say this is Jana editing back to whatever part we are at this. So yeah, we just had a really very long unrelated conversation. So here we are again. This is my transition. So he's created this new dimension of New York. Dr. Krag has.
I think this is around the point we get the moon scene. Do you
oh,
remember
wait,
the
are
moon?
They sitting on that platform that's kind of shaped like, maybe I'm totally.
So no, no, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
So Jet in the Silverstone world is sitting on that like weird building thing, and then Silverstone in the normal world is sitting out on the porch and they're like both looking up at the moon and they're like
looking up at the same moon. Yeah.
And then in the real world, Jet's grandma or great grandma or something comes out to talk to Silverstone. It's like, ah, no, you're not my
you're looking to the eyes and
looking
you can
to
tell.
The eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this grandma's fucking cool.
Yeah, she... And he's always talking about her throughout the movie and, like, mm-hmm. saying... What was her... I forgot her name, but, like, my grandma always says this and mm-hmm. that. It's very mm-hmm. cute. I like when people have close relationships with their grandmas in the movie. And... anyway.
Then, oh, wait! No, before the moon scene. I forgot. There is the scene in the parking lot, because...
That's what I think it is?
It's your dancing scene.
Yeah!
Your cute little...
Okay, so Kayla... The girl he likes, she's still pretty pissed that, like, he showed her up. Showed her up. What am I trying to say? Showed
her up. Yeah.
At prom. And so they play this, like, very, like, silly little ballad, a beautiful ballad in the, like, middle of a park, like, during the day. And his, like, friend plays it on, like, a speaker. And then mm-hmm. there's, like, this police officer just, like, sitting there, like, smiling, like, watching them dance. And it was... I mean, this is such a 90s, like, rom-com moment. Of course I love it. And it's very cute. Are you a rom-com person at all?
Not at all. I can't stand rom-coms.
Okay, why don't you like them? See, because this is where not... our taste like very much doesn't align. Yeah.
Because that's not how people talk. They don't okay. like one conversation could solve the plot of most rom-coms.
I guess so, like, yeah, you're right.
Ugh, they're so boring. But I understand they're not directed towards me. They're directed for a different audience. But yes, this is the rom-com sweet moment.
Yeah.
In Jet Jackson. But it's cute because it's Silverstone getting something that he's never had. Because it's not Jet, it's Silverstone.
Yes, we got to remember that. Like, it's a little... But I don't know if he... Okay, does Silverstone know that Jet even exists?
I think he's figured out...
Like, I'm in a TV show.
Well, because there's the scene where he runs away from the photographers when they ask him if he's going to do Silverstone again. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think he gets it and he kind of figures it out. Because he also, he has the scene where he's in Jet's room and he's looking around and he's like, oh, so my name's Jet or whatever. Yeah. So he gets that he is an actor or Jet is an actor.
Yeah.
And he is Jet.
Yeah.
But, like, he's not. And he gets this sweet moment with a girl who likes him.
Yeah.
And, like, it's something he doesn't have in his world. So that was kind of sweet.
No, his whole life is about action and spies and...
And explosions.
Yeah, explosions. So many. And so this is something new to him. And it's very cute. Even though Jet probably wishes he was there. So at the end, I think this is kind of the end, is Silverstone is in his trailer. And everyone's cheering for him to make a decision about whether he's going to continue. Is that the whole thing?
I think that they are. They assume he's not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And so, but it was like a, we still love you and you're still chill and thank you for all your work. And this is your last time doing the recording. So like, yay, good job. You did things.
Yeah.
It's like a showing that everyone still loves Jet.
Yeah. So in the last episode, it's like Dr. Krag has like Hawk and Artemis held captive and he goes to his dimension and then both Jet and...
Well, wait, first, Jet comes into the normal world where he's an actor and he meets Silverstone.
Yes.
So they come into this world and they meet and they're like, oh, you got a nice life. So do you. High five. See you later. And then Silverstone goes into the Silverstone universe. So,
so he's back.
Where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yes.
And then that weird techie guy who's both his friend and is mean to
him. The one who he keeps saying, stop putting your soda here. That guy. Yeah.
That guy. He's like, dude, I can't believe they're going to kill off Silverstone. And Jet's like, what? Didn't you read the script, man? He goes, no. So he's got to go save Silverstone.
Yeah, he goes back in.
And it's the fucking, I liked that fight. I mean, it was dumb, cheesy 90s fighting.
Yeah.
But the scene where Silverstone and Jet are like saving the day and kicking ass or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a third.
Another one shows up.
Third one pops
There's
up.
Three Jets. And they're like, wait, who's who? Oh my God. And then he uses the tactic his grandma taught him.
Look into the eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll see. And then they decide
Dr. Craig. Which I'm not going to lie, I picked one at random and I picked the right one. So I feel like I'm psychic.
No, you saw the eyes, I guess. Yep. So. Yeah. Yeah. And so they defeat him and Silverstone doesn't die.
Nope. And then Silverstone doesn't die.
They're deciding that they are going to continue on with the show.
Yeah. Jet makes the announcement. Three more years.
What did you think of that, like, ending of him, like, being like, no, we're going to continue on? Did you think that was kind of, like, disappointing, or what were your thoughts?
No, I liked it. I thought it was cool, like, a connection. He reconnected with the character after meeting the character, which
that was
real.
Cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you not feel happy with the ending?
I guess I was really expecting something different, which I guess, like, maybe it's good that this wasn't, like, predictable, but I guess ultimately I'm happy that it wasn't like, you have to do it or you don't have to. It was his own decision. But yeah, so.
Oh, wait. there's one more thing I want to talk about.
What?
It's that scene where Jet is saying goodbye to Hawk and Artemis and he gives Hawk a hug. And Silverstone's like, what are you doing? Why are you hugging my girl? Because I guess they're a thing.
Yes, yeah. Which I didn't, that's another thing. I was like, oh, I didn't know that could have, okay. Yeah, I guess
so. Didn't get that either.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Silverstone tells him about the dance with Kayla.
And then he's all like, woo, my woman, what? I thought that was really cute and fun. But yeah, no. So yeah, the show continues on. And that is the end of Jet Jackson, the movie. What are your overall thoughts?
I loved it.
You loved it? Oh!
I thought it was so, I mean, I went in low expectations. Yeah. It's going to be a dumb, fun movie. Yeah. I had a blast with it.
Oh my God.
I thought
God.
It was super fun. Yay. Super cheesy. Action was dumb. Graphics were terrible. Yay. But it was a blast.
Yeah.
What about you?
I liked it. I liked it more than I thought I would. I'm so happy that you liked this episode. Like, because I I'm really glad I chose you. That's, yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, what would you rate this out of 5 stars on a Disney Channel movie scale? Not on regular. 5 stars?
4.5 stars.
Okay.
Just because it was fun. I knew nothing about Jet Jackson, the show. Yeah. I came in completely blind, and it was so much fun.
I'm glad you had that much fun. I guess I give it 3.5, maybe even 4. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Okay, so your favorite part of this podcast.
Are oh, no. Ready to... Oh, God. Bring it on. Here we
ready
go.
To talk about fashion?
I am so ready to talk about fashion.
Okay. Anything you noticed about it?
Well, most of the time they were in the sci-fi, the Silverstone universe, and that was just like Matrix spy
clothes. Yeah. Lots of like leather jackets and lots of like cargo pants and like jackets and vests with like so many pockets.
And sunglasses, dark sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah, bad sunglasses. But not a fan. What's your opinion on cargo pants?
I don't have a problem with cargo pants.
Okay. Okay,
there's a lot of pockets and you can put a lot of shit in the pockets.
Yeah.
But I've always been a jeans person, so I've never had a pair of cargo pants.
You haven't?
No, nope, never.
Ah, okay.
I should go out and get some.
Yeah.
The silence says it all.
I don't mind them. I have some pink ones that are pretty cute. Okay. I don't think you will, because I feel like you said before you don't have like a big, great memory for fashion. Do you know what zip-offs are?
Is that with the shorts and the pants? You zip
them?
Yeah! Okay, those I did have a pair of.
Yes! Oh my God!
They make perfect sense. If it's fucking hot, you zip them off and you got shorts. And it gets cold, you zip them back on and you got pants.
I can't believe those have not come back into fashion, because everything else from that era has. I had once fucking powder blue pants. You can make them shorts,
that's
capris,
amazing.
Or pants. They had like...
There were 3 zippers?
Yeah,
or 2 zippers?
They were awesome. And I remember being in class and like zipping half of them off. So I was wearing like half pants, half shorts. They're kind of like, okay, you know those pants that like basketball players wear where you could like rip
them
off?
The rip-off pants?
Yeah! Those are awesome too. Mm-hmm. I'm sad those are like, I feel like those are just kind of associated with like strippers now, but I feel like anybody can wear them. I think
I was thinking athlete, but yeah, strippers.
That too. Anyone who needs like easy access. But yeah, so that was kind of the fashion. So I came up with this discussion point in my last few episodes where like I was asking people about like fads or like movements or whatever, things they were into in their youth that like kind of influenced the way they dressed for good or bad. What did you have any like crazy phases of like fashion or like wearing like really stupid stuff that you would never wear now or like what say you?
I don't have any like clothing things off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I did have bad hair choices.
Oh my god.
Where
oh
I had god. Straight I blonde hair that went past my shoulders.
Oh my god.
All the same length.
Yeah.
So there was like a box around my face of no hair.
Yeah.
I basically look like Lord Farquaad.
Oh my God. I love that. So any other crazy fashion moments or anything you like look back and you're like, ew.
I used to be really into hats and like not just like ball caps, but like fedoras and bowler caps and like beach hats and bucket hats. And like I loved hats.
Yeah.
I had a Russian, like one of those like fur caps that flop down, and I would just wear hats. And I don't wear hats anymore.
What happened? Like, was there a moment that you're like, this is lame, or was there like someone said stop?
I don't know. I've never really thought about that. I think it's just annoying to have like another thing to hold on to and keep track of. And people are like, oh, you don't take your hat off inside. What a dick.
That, where does that even come from?
It's old people.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's so weird. When, especially when they're like in school, when you like do the Pledge of Allegiance, they make you take your hat off.
Yeah. It's disrespectful for some reason.
For the flag. I don't know.
That's, I don't understand it. And I'm sure someone can explain it to me, but.
Yeah. Dumb.
I don't understand it.
But yeah, so now that you've seen this movie, Jet Jackson, the movie, do you think that things are improving as far as DCOMs, or do you think it's all kind of like
Ooh, good question. I think so, yeah, actually. Whether it's their budget's getting better, or they got better writers, or maybe since this was attached to a show they had like a story going already, but I think this, like, I definitely see improvement.
I don't
know, who've seen more, would you agree?
So this started, like, Disney Channel original, what they are, started in like the late 90s, and they've definitely gotten a lot more interesting and like nuanced and funner. They totally are, and I'm excited. There, like, is a lot of fun ones coming up, and I'm very excited. But yeah, so things are doing one that, like, I kind of hadn't heard of, but, like, surprisingly, it's pretty good, so I'm very happy about that. But yeah, are there any shows or things going on in your life that you want to plug now that we're wrapping up?
Oh man, I'm so boring. If I ever start this podcast that I'm definitely going to start, I'll plug that. But
yes, we'll promote it. I'm always for people starting podcasts. I think more regular. Okay, you're not a regular person, obviously.
Oh, it's job.
I think everyone should have it. It's so much fun. If you're listening to this and wondering, just fucking do it. don't worry if you think people aren't going to listen. Don't worry about that. It's more fun to, like, just get together with friends or just do stuff on your own. Are there any, like, messages, social movements, causes, things that are on your mind that you want to send out to this world?
Oh, man. It's probably going to be the same thing that I said, or similar to the thing I said last time, but just go easy on yourself, man. World is crazy right now, and take time to relax and escape the insanity of the world and do something you like that's just for you. Watch a movie that you've seen a million times and love, or cook yourself a meal, or do something that's not stressful for you and only for you. The world's crazy right now, so focus on yourself.
Thank you for listening, everybody. If you want to follow this podcast, it's DCOM Divas at Instagram, DCOMDivasPod@gmail.com. If you want to request any movies for me to do that are kind of related to Disney Channel, I'll do it. And thanks for listening. And join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye!
Bye!
Yay!